CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Roughly one out of every three bites of food we eat is thanks to pollinators, the animals that plants rely on to reproduce. Without these important insects and birds, we wouldn't have many fruits and vegetables. We wouldn't even have chocolate. Sadly, many pollinators are threatened by habitat loss and pesticide use, but you can help protect these precious species. To learn more, visit hww.ca.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. It's 2 p.m., and that means it's time for another edition of Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. We'll begin the show today with some new releases, this first one by Jim Nolman. He's a composer and environmental activist from Massachusetts who began collaborating on music with animals in the 1970s. Nolman founded Interspecies in 1978, which sponsors efforts to communicate with animals through music and art. And through the organization, he undertook a 25-year-long project that aimed to develop sonic relationships with orcas and other sea creatures in a cove in British Columbia. This track, the 47th Whale Raga, is from the forthcoming Smithsonian Folkways album, Orca's Greatest Hits, featuring hydrophone recordings selected from over 60 hours of interspecies collaboration, recorded between 1985 and 2002.
Thank you. pockets full from the orange groves. Mama, I'm a cannonball. Mama, I can't go slow. When I get to where I'm going, I'll let you know.
just heard The Lonesome, a string band from Toronto with Lost John from their new album, A Field 2, which came out on June 21st. Before that, Ferris and Jason Romero from Horsefly, British Columbia with Cannonball, a track from their new album, These Are the Days That Turn Into Years, which came out last month. And before that, Jim Nolman and Orcas with the 47th Whale Raga. We'll hear one now from Eugene Rhodes. He was a musician from Kentucky who traveled through the southern states as a one-man band until he ended up in Indiana State Prison, where he continued to play. Folklorist Bruce Jackson went to the prison to record an album of Rhodes' music in 1963 called Talkin' About My Time, which is where this song, I Keep Wondering, comes from. He wrote the song in 1962 and used common blues verses for many of the lyrics.
People far hot and X-ray, have you heard the news? They got me on the Libby and they work me like a mule. But I keep wondering, is there a God above? Yes, I keep wondering, who could a God so love? Working on the living, job so hard, can't sleep at night, I lay, pray to the Lord, and keep on wondering, is there a God above? Yes, if it is a God in heaven, I wonder who he loves. She be over on the living button, so far from me, till I keep wondering, is there a God above? If it is a God in heaven, I wonder who he loves. I'm going to see my baby, this time I'm going to stay. Rather be dead and buried than living this away. Then I'll stop wondering about such God to be. For if it is a God in heaven, no, he don't care for me. Thing for a poor man
in this world. I got down on my knees, for rain I thought I'd pray. Along come a great big flood, washed everything away. They're not a thing for a poor man in this world. Hush up, honey, now don't you cry. Things are gonna get better by and by. There ain't a thing for a poor man in this world. Lord have mercy. I worked all that summer. I worked all that fall, Lord, I spent my Christmas in a pile of overhaul. There ain't a thing for a poor man in this world.
Gail Caesar with Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. She's a bluegrass and blues musician from Pittsylvania County, Virginia, who grew up in a musical family and began playing guitar when she was 10 years old. Now it's off her 2023 album, Guitar Woman Blues. It's a traditional song that's been widely recorded, and it's also known as Lonesome Road Blues. Before that, we heard Frank Prophet with Poor Man. He was an Appalachian banjo player known for preserving the murder ballad Tom Dooley. He worked as a carpenter, tobacco farmer, and in a spark plug factory, and his carpentry skills also extended to making instruments. He was a talented luthier, and the banjos he played were homemade. It's unusual to hear Frank Prophet play something other than banjo on a recording, but he accompanies himself on dulcimer for that one. Prophet wrote that song himself during a terrible drought in his region of North Carolina in 1932. The drought was followed by a storm, which led the crops of corn, cabbage, and potatoes that had survived to be washed down the valley by the flood. Before that, we heard Eugene Rhodes with I Keep Wondering. Here's one now from Druha Trava. They're a Czech bluegrass group that formed in 1991. Czech bluegrass bands began cropping up in the mid-1960s after Pete Seeger toured the region in 1964 and spread traditional American music. This one, Going to Acapulco, is off their 2004 album Good Morning, Friend. It's a song by Bob Dylan and the band from their 1975 album The Basement Tapes.
I'm going down to Rosemary's. She never does me wrong. She puts it to me plain as a day and gives it to me for a song. It's a wicked life, but what the hell? The stars ain't falling down. I'm standing outside the Taj Mahal. I don't see no one around.
Hi, this is Jesse. No. You're listening to Barking Dog. This is Jesse Lawrence. I am Jesse Lawrence. Thank you for tuning your dials to 95.9 FM CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Tramp who tries to sing you sky tunes needs your money more than you do. Tell him some before you pass him by. And throw him smiles and throw him laughter. Maybe that is what he's after. Yes, if you got money in your pocket, give a bit to everybody, and with your love, give it all away. For money just means trouble to you, leads your mind into confusion. You may feel safer when you save some, but you'd feel better if you gave some. Do it now, tomorrow never comes. If love and money could be shared, there'd be no time for fear and hatred. Yes, if you got money in your pocket, give a bit to everybody, and with your love, give it all away. Money just means trouble to you, leads your mind into confusion.
Merci, au revoir.
That was Bridget St. John with If You've Got Money. She's an English musician who's been playing professionally for over 50 years. That was from the 1995 expanded edition of her 1972 album, Thank You For. It's a live track recorded in Montreux, Switzerland in April of 1972. Before that, we heard Old School Freight Train with New Pollution. They were a band from Virginia that played a combination of jazz, bluegrass, Latin, and Celtic music. They recorded several albums for the Pick and On series that turns music from popular artists from various genres into bluegrass tunes. And that one's from the 2005 album Pickin' on Beck. Beck released the song on his 1996 album Odelay. And before that, we heard Druha Trava with Goin' to Acapulco. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Bert Janch. He was a founding member of the English folk group Pentangle and a leading member of the English folk revival of the 1960s. This one, Down Under, is from his album Crimson Moon from 2000, and it's his own composition.
Thank you.
It seemed true, and it was too. I expect to be fooled, to be won over by the moon. But when I was one, I was not. Careful way he placed them in my hallway. I saw it all change, or just the same, the same as it's always been. I've always known better. I'm never taken till I was taken. Glad not to know the pleasure of being escaped you, left with so little. You felt like you'd been robbed. I sat down beside you, so lost. And you feel like love would not hold still for you. The sun dried and the evening brought a chill that you shivered. Expect to be moved, to be shaken and shuddering. Ah, when you were shook, you were not moved. And I can do this for you if you won't allow me to.
That was The Weather Station from Toronto with Seemed True from their 2014 EP, What Am I Going to Do with Everything I Know? Before that, we heard Suzume no Tears with Hietsuki Bushi. They're a Tokyo-based traditional folk duo who perform Japanese and Balkan traditional songs. Their name translates to Sparrow's Tears, which is an expression that means small amount of money in Japanese. Sounds off their debut album, Sparrow's Arrows Fly So High, from 2024, and it's a Japanese folk song from Miyazaki Prefecture on Kyushu Island that's used as a work song for pounding millet into an edible state. Before that, we heard Bert Jansch with Down Under. We'll hear one now from Magpie, a folk duo from Ohio that formed in 1973 and focuses on topical music. This one, Limited Access, is off a 1978 live album recorded at the Dunham Inn Studio in Potomac, Maryland. One half of the duo, Greg Artsner, wrote the song.
I was going down a road, I had a satchel at my side. Saw a man come passing and I thumbed him for a ride. He just waved at me and smiled, and he drove on down the road. He was going much too fast to stop and pick up one more load for the road, for the highway. I walked on a little further when I came upon a sign, asking me about my future, asking what I had in mind. And it told me to invest my money in their bank today, while another sign wished me peace on earth on on Christmas Day. Still another sign was telling me I had to stay off the road, off the highway. I'm feeling much too slow these days, I'm stumbling on behind, where the people speeding past me trying to turn my weary mind. They keep rolling, I keep strolling down the road, down the highway. How else can I say goodbye this lonely song? The sound of these strings strumming as they push the words along. The highway's roar is pushing every living thing away, so it's hard to hear the warning that the landscape has to say. The way it gets me where I'm going, I'm gonna pay for the day of the highway. And tomorrow I will sit atop the sandy rocks and play, as the yellow sun goes sinking in the flaming end of day. And it's crying as it's dying about the lying endless way of the road, of the highway.
Mutualistas, pues ellas son afiliadas al dealers y eso está ok. En deuda de ecuatoriano, no importa que sean 100 años, los bancos ya te agradecen, los nietos te ayudarán. Hacer casitas muy grandes y de concreto, que tengan jardines amplios, garaje y living room, un porche bien ventilado con vista al Ford Mustang, ventanas de aluminio y piso de buen parqué. Lindo uniforme de colores que combine con kitchen y comedor. Arte práctico en la sala, canarios en una jaula, la mágica alfombra al piso, de una a otra pared. Me gusta, pues por supuesto, hacer en la zona norte, pues yo soy un gran artista y soy de los niños bien.
Thank you. at St. Augustine. Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept. Then Wildcat said, "Oh chief, I beg you go with me to stand against our mortal foe." But Osceola raised his proud head high, said, "Do this ere I die, Wildcat brother, to the grassy waters. Take the Seminole there, no white man can invade. To leave you lying dead and cold, I shall not live among such evil men who mock the sign of truce, this flag of white. And on not their given sacred word, my name will be the light that burns in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they will never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land. Must fight and fight again."
We just heard Will McLean and Paul Champion with Osceola. McLean was a Floridian singer-songwriter called the Father of Florida Folk. That one was recorded for Volume 4 of the Broadside Ballads record series, released in 1967 by Broadside Magazine, an independent underground publication based in Greenwich Village, New York City, that circulated original songs by artists including Bob Dylan, Malvina Reynolds, and Pete Seeger between 1962 and 1988. The song is about the Seminole leader, Osceola, who led a group of Seminole warriors during the Second Seminole War in 1836, when the United States government tried to remove the tribe from their lands in Florida to an area along the Mississippi River. He was imprisoned in 1837 when he was deceived into going to Fort Peyton under a flag of truce to participate in peace talks, and died of malaria in custody at a fort in South Carolina. Before that, we heard El Grupo Hatari with Arquitectos. They were a pioneering Ecuadorian folk group that was formed in the early 1970s by brothers Carlos and Patricio Mantilla. Their name means "rise up" in the indigenous Quechua language. That one comes from their 1976 album, Ecuador, The Cry of Freedom. They took the tune from Malvina Reynolds' song, Little Boxes, though their version is about consumerism and cultural imperialism in Latin American architecture. And before that, we heard Magpie with Limited Access. We'll hear one now from Mustafa Al-Kurd. He was a Palestinian musician, actor, and composer who started writing political songs after the Israeli occupation of East Jerusalem in 1967 and became known as the Voice of Palestine. In 1976, the Israeli army arrested Al-Kurd during a theatrical performance, and he was interrogated and held in detention without trial for 6 months before being deported to Jordan and then to Lebanon, where he continued his work as a musician and actor. He was able to return to Jerusalem in 1985, where he established the Jerusalem Center for Arabic Music, and he also undertook several tours, including one throughout the United States and Canada. This one, Song Against Imperialism, is from his 1980 album, I Dream of Tomorrow, which he recorded in the Netherlands.
ثوار بلادي سنبله تضطأ أن يحمل طفيل أي طفيل قنبلة تضطأ أن يجرح ثوار بلاد سنبلة تضطأ أن يحمل طفيل أي طفيل قنبلة ضد ما شئتم ضد ما شئتم ضد ما شئتم ضد ما شئتم ولكن ولكن ضد أن يصبح طفل بطلا في العاشرة ضد أن يثمر ألغاما فؤاد الشجرة ضد أن يصبح طفل بطلا في العاشرة ضد أن يثمر ألغاما فؤاد الشجرة ضد ما شئتم ضد ما شئتم ضد ما شئتم ضد ما شئتم ولكن